Brighton Festival 2018.
Oscar Bright is a film festival with a difference. It's a showcase for filmmakers who have learning disabilities who are woefully underrepresented in the media. It's grown hugely over the years. It's now become a major international event. And for the first time this year, they're partnering with the festival for an event called Lose Your Head. That's a night of films at the Comedia on Wednesday. I went to meet some of the team behind Oscar Bright.
My name's Lizzie and I'm the Oscar Bright Film Festival producer. So there are 10 artists we meet monthly and put together the festival. We have a festival every other year and that happens in Brighton. And when we're not doing that, we tour the films around the UK and the world.
This has grown and grown over the years.
Yeah, it's crazy. So our last festival in November, we had over 3,600 people representing artists from 13 different countries. So it really is huge and truly international as well.
It's one of the few platforms for people with learning disabilities to get a voice, so it's phenomenally important, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, there's no other film festival like ours in the world. And, you know, for artists with learning disabilities to have the space to show their work, it doesn't happen that often, so we're creating a platform for these artists to show what they can do.
First name is Matthew, and I'm programming this together for the festival. The theme is hard work. One of my team members, Becky.
We had over 600 films entered into the festival, so it was really hard selecting these films and picking them. And one of my favourite must be the guy who had like this mask on and he made this film. And I said to him at the festival, why you made it? He said, because I wanted to. And all these films have been made independently, so that's why it's really hard work.
What does it mean to you to be a part of Oscar Bright Festival?
Having the space and the opportunity to program things and to make it happen for other artists in the community to have the opportunity to show their work.
Being in the Brighton Festival, that's exciting.
Oh, it's incredible, absolutely. Yeah, so this is a first time for us to be in Brighton Festival.
I'm hoping it can happen next year and the following year.
There we go. That is Lizzie, Matthew and Becky. They are some of the team behind Oscar Bright. They're showcasing Lose Your Head. That's a night of films at the Dukes at Comedia on Wednesday. And one of the filmmakers who's made his mark through Oscar Bright is Matthew Kennedy, who I spoke with at his home in Glasgow earlier.
I guess you could say that I myself represent a minority. The fact that I'm gay and have learning difficulties has shaped the very core of my being and how I deal with life on a day-to-day basis.
I'm Matthew Kennedy. I come at filmmaking from like a sort of DIY perspective, and through my filmmaking I explore issues of identity, mainly like LGBTQ+ sort of disability issues.
Tell me a little bit about your video Just Me, which appeared in the Oscar Bright Festival.
Yeah, I'm a working class artist. I don't come from an art school background. I don't come from a film school art background. So I was like, well, what can I do? I mean, I've literally just graduated from college. I have barely any money left from my student loans. I have like about £100 left in my bank. So I'm like, well, what do I do with this money? So I'm just like, well, you know what? I'm going to get up one day and just go down to Toys R Us. And I got myself a kid's camcorder for like £20, like a tiny little camcorder. So I used that camcorder to film Just Me. Basically wanted to do an autobiographical film because I was a bit hesitant at first to like film other people. So I was like, well, why don't you make yourself the subject matter? I decided to use labels as a prop, kind of detailing facets of my identity as I'm putting them on my face. And I'm kind of going through the sort of narrative.
I thought it was an incredibly bold statement. So you're sticking on your face the labels that people might use about you, the different aspects and facets of your personality and your character.
That's basically what I was doing. As I was sticking the labels on my face, each word that's on the label, I incorporated that word into the narrative that I was talking about. One of the labels that I put on my face was learning difficulties. You know, obviously I've had that since birth, because I remember I asked my mum, like, how did I acquire my learning difficulties? And she said to me, oh, it was through birth, because I was a premature baby. Someone came up to my mum and said, oh, your children won't be able to read or write. How can you tell a child barely been into this world that they can't read or write, because it's basically, you know, the strengthening of the ability barriers. This isn't a new thing for disabled folk. You know, disabled people with disabilities have had to fight the ability barriers since the beginning of time.
So did you find it a cathartic experience to make this film?
I was just speaking my truth, I suppose. So I suppose, yes, in a sense it was, as you said, a cathartic experience. It was just like, yeah, I'm going to lay down my truth and I'm going to speak about it and I'm not going to feel ashamed about it. You know, why should I? So it was just, yeah, like, let's just lay this bare.
It's only been in the last year or two that I've regained my own voice on the things that matter to me, whether it be my own ability to do things or my identity. I suppose I just woke up one day and said to myself, to hell with it, my life is changing. I refuse to be pigeonholed on the basis of my sexuality or my learning difficulties.
I remember talking to my mum about it before I started filming, and my mum was just like, just go for it. Don't be scared, you know, I'm here to support you if anything goes wrong or anything like that. So all I needed to do was just push through the first stages of doubt, basically, and I got there. I got there in the end.
I dream of being in a space where I'm full of joy and feel liberated, without having to fear people's ignorance. I suppose I can only dream a little dream.
We very rarely hear the voices of learning disabled people, let alone a queer person with a learning difficulty. That obviously is an important part of what you were doing with this film.
Exactly. I think, especially learning disability culture from an arts perspective, there's not many spaces out there for us to have a platform to talk about these issues, let alone someone, as you said, who is LGBTQ+ and learning disabled. It's a very rare occurrence within art spaces. And I think Oscar Bright, they've given me space to be like, hey, you know, this person's got a perspective that it's rarely been heard. And I think it needs to be given space.
That's Matthew Kennedy, and you can check out his video, Just Me. That's on Vimeo, Matthew Kennedy, Just Me. If you search for that, you will find that on Vimeo. And he's one of the people who's been supported by the Oscar Bright Film Festival. So they're showcasing Lose Your Head, a night of films at Comedia, Dukes at Comedia, on Wednesday, all made by people with learning disabilities. So I was really astonished, actually, when I spoke to Matthew and I looked at his video. It's a really simple one. I love the idea that he bought his camera from Toys R Us.
Yeah, I can really relate to that.
Lo-fi. That's great.
Yeah, lo-fi is great. Lo-fi is great because you haven't spent much. It's no pressure. What comes out, and it's just a beautiful... And you end up with a beautiful product
as
well.
Yeah, yeah. Really good video, actually. It's really worth a look. So Matthew Kennedy and Just Me.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.